That's with Brad and Ron and Clint and all those guys. So that'll be out in the fellowship hall. So if you're hanging out in the fellowship hall during fellowship time, you might get sucked into that class. If you don't want to be in that class, you better get to your other class. So, no, I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. It's pretty good. So that's for today. There's a carry-in dinner today. If you couldn't smell it when you walked in, if you forgot, that's okay. Stay with us anyway, and we'll have another chance to hear from James and his family. This week, August 12th, that's Tuesday of this week at 6 p.m., we're going to have another work night, trying to get some more stuff done in the back, getting ready for promotion Sunday. We have some mulch that we want to throw down, and we want to put down this stuff and get some stuff put on there. So if you can pick up a bag of mulch and cut it open and dump it and use a rake or something like that, we could use you. So show up at 6 for that. If you got any questions, you can talk to me or Mark about that. Also, the sheet is still out there on the rectangular table for Sunday school substitutes. We would love it if you would get on there. It's not a commitment to every week, but we would love it if you could put your name down and check which ones you can do, and we'll probably give you a call. And then also, the promotion Sunday and Sunday school picnic is going to be August 24th, so we'll have promotion Sunday. We are promoting our kids from the different classes going up, but we'll be giving out Bibles and stuff like that on August 24th, right after the service. So make note of that. Plan to come. You guys should be getting invites and stuff in your mail if you're on the Sunday school classes and stuff like that. So what else is there? The Back to School Bash is also that night on that Sunday. That is going to start at 6 here at the church, and it's just a big party for the youth group going back to school. So are there any other announcements this morning? Yes.
I just want to let everybody know that I brought 3 5-gallon pails of green zucchini, yellow zucchini, and summer squash, and also some straight date cucumbers and some English cucumbers mixed in there. Help yourselves if you want a few. Just don't take the 5-gallon bucket.
So if you didn't hear, there's a bunch of vegetables and stuff from the garden out there, thanks to the Harrell family. And if you don't want any, go lock your cars now. But if you do, go grab it and put it in your cars. So we'll thank you for that, and don't take the buckets. So that way you can bring some more back. Is that the plan? Okay, sounds good. Right, awesome. Well, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Isaiah 26, 3-4. It says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock."
Again, we welcome each one of you. Grateful that you're worshiping with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 494, "Like a River Glorious." Number 494, ask you to stand with me, please.
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. In his bright increase, perfect yet it floweth, fuller every day, perfect yet it groweth, deeper all the way. Laid upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the Spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. They who trust Him wholly find Him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised, perfect peace and rest.
Very good singing. If you take this opportunity to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. We do have a couple of special guests. Don't normally point people out, but we are grateful to have the Romanos here with us. And just the reminder that at the end of our service, we'll be having this morning, just before the closing hymn, we'll be having a love offering for the Romanos. Also, grateful to see Frida Rasko, former pastor's wife. She decided that, she keeps saying it's her last time to come, and then Terry Augsburger mentioned to her, well, next year we have our centennial, so it may become a yearly trek, I'm not sure. I know the distance from here to Minneapolis area doesn't get any shorter, but we're grateful that Frida is here, and just the opportunity of being in this building that Pastor John was very instrumental in following God's guidance to seeing this building come to fruition and God's faithfulness and seeing it paid off. So we always are grateful for the ministry that John and Frida had. A couple of prayer requests. This is the opportunity for prayer requests and praises. Yesterday over at the Methodist Church, Travis and Aaron Monker, now Hass, have begun their journey together, and so we'll be praying for them as they start life together. Continue to pray for Diane Welsh. She had surgery up in Mayo's a week and a half ago or so. They did come home last weekend, which was a bit of a surprise, but just continue to pray for her recovery. And also, as the calendar flips over, and looking out, see that the SBA staff is starting to gather, and it's a reminder, kind of like the different cycles of life, that school is about to begin, And so we'll be praying for both staff here at Sunshine, but also the staff at Miller and the surrounding schools, as it's going to become very real here shortly. Probably also pray for parents. The kids are also maybe ready to come back, some may not, but we'll be praying. And then one other request that came in this morning, Allison Rickman, she is from the Rhea Heights area, lost her husband this week. They had a one-year-old and a one-month-old, and so she has now found herself alone trying to raise the kids, and so we'll be praying for Allison and family. It's just a tragic situation that they're in. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Terry. Very true. Terry's request this past week, the Daily Plainsman, the Brookings paper, Redfield paper, several others were closed. Trent worked for the Huron Plainsman, and so praying for Trent and job opportunities, but also the others that found out at 1 o'clock on an afternoon that they were done. So I know that that is difficult as well. So be praying for Trent and those that lost their jobs. Mike.
One praise report and two prayer requests. The praise report is a friend of mine contacted me a while back and asked for prayer for her dad who had open wounds on his feet. Doctors couldn't get him healed up, but thanks to the Lord, he is now back home and doing just fine.
And his name? His name, the first one, his name.
John.
Don, okay, excellent. Okay, and then the prayer requests?
For Lodi Grasser and his mom, Emily. Emily's a 34-year-old young mother. Lodi was born very prematurely, and his lungs are not yet developing or working properly. So pray for the doctors that they can figure that out and get all the situation. And his mom, Emily, has stage 4 liver.
So the praise was one of Mike's friends, Don, dealing with open wounds on his feet that were not healing. Medical professionals were struggling with how to see that healed, and God healed him of those. But the prayer request is for Emily and Bodie Grasser. Bodie was born premature, and development of his lungs is slow, but also his mother, Emily, diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. So we'll be praying for Emily and Bodie and the families. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, David. So the prayer request for Anita, as following Paul said, to be content in all things is not always easy. And it takes it doesn't come just an instant, like instant coffee. You just don't pour water and you get. And so we'll be praying for Anita's adjustment and that God would bring hope in her life. That's always the biggest key. So we'll be praying for Anita. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time of year, as the calendar doesn't so much show seasons changing, but there is a shift of activities, a shift of focus. As we have turned into the month of August, the reminder that the school year is about to start. And Father, that is a significant portion of the life and activity of our community, as well as the instilling of values and instilling of information into the lives of our students in our community. And I do pray for this year as it starts out that you would, one, we ask for your protection upon our student body, upon the staff, for the many school districts that are represented here in our room. We also want to lift up the students as they make the adjustment from summer activities to school. There may be some quick trips put in to finish off the summer, but I do pray for the students that will be attending school, that not only the gaining of head knowledge, but learning who they are. We're grateful for the ministries that you've raised up here in our midst. I do lift up youth group. Thank you so much for the opportunities that Pastor Abe and Diana and the staff have, the volunteers, to instill values and to remind the students and show how to dig into your word. Father, we also are grateful for Club Rock and knowing it's going to start up in October, but the preparation of staff and for the material, Father, we're grateful for the opportunity of once again sowing the seeds of the gospel into the lives of our students. Father, I also lift up the staff as they start their own transition. I was seeing many of the SBA staff coming. Pray for their opening gathering tomorrow for the year ahead. Pray for the staff of Miller and the other surrounding school districts as get classrooms ready and start thinking about and knowing as believers, praying for their students. Thank you that no matter where we're at, and whether public or Christian education, that prayer is what holds everything together, that it is the tiny muscle that can move the arm of God. And I do pray for the families, for parents, as for some it may be the first time of sending a student, to others starting a final chapter, that you would be just present with these families. Father, help them as well as all of us to never forget that we don't hand over the education, we allow the school to come alongside of us. And help us not to abdicate as parents our responsibilities to teach about and live out the promises as well as the statues that you have given us. Father, I do pray for these requests that we've placed before you. I lift up Travis and Aaron as they start their life together. Pray that you would, as mentioned multiple times yesterday, be that third strand, that third cord that ties their hearts together, that their lives would be centered around you. And as they both pursue you with a whole heart, that you would knit their hearts together. Father, we also lift up Diane Welsh and the healing from her surgery, continue to be an ever-present help. We also lift up Mike's praise. We're grateful for his friend Don and the healing that you've brought to him. Thankful that as the great physician, you still are working. And we also lift up his other friends, for Emily and for Bodie. Bodie is coming into this world early, and the challenges that that brings. I pray that you would be with the medical staff, and also that you would help his lungs to develop, that he would grow strong. We lift up his mother to you with the diagnosis of the liver cancer, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and treatment plans, but we do ask that you would place your miraculous hand upon them to heal and restore and raise up. Father, we also lift up the unexpected of our world. And I pray for Trent and all those that showed up for work one day and then were informed in the middle of the day that their job was over. Father, you are not caught by surprise. And it is an opportunity to trust. But it's also an opportunity to pray. And Father, we just ask that you would provide the income that Trent and those of his co-workers need, that you would open up the jobs for them. Father, we also lift up Allison Rickman to you and her family. There are no words really to share with her, just to come and be present. Father, I ask that you would be that ever-present help in her time of need, that as those that come alongside, be able to be your hands and feet for her. And there will, we understand that there's really no answers that we can provide. We can just be there to be a presence for her. Father, I do pray for the days ahead and the decisions that she now has to make, that you would help her. Father, as we think about the world around us, we're grateful for the legacy that we've received from the generations that have gone before us, and one of those is instilling within the DNA of our church being missions-minded. We're grateful for the Romanos being with us today and for James bringing the message, but also the opportunities they have in Italy and around the world. And we also lift up the Mannas to you, grateful for the ministry he has and you've raised up with Youth for Christ. Protect them in their travels as he goes and trains the different youth workers. Thank you for the work that they've been able to do in Ukraine with the English camps this summer. Also want to lift up Mike's mom's health, as it has been a struggle the last couple of months, and so close to seeing her go home. Father, we just pray that you would, in your timing, bring her to yourself, as you've promised. Thank you for the hope that we have. And thinking of that hope, we just ask that you would also bring Anita hope, that you would let her know that, one, she's not alone, but two, that you still use us. Thankful for the life and legacy that she has been used by you in our community and our fellowship. Father, we just ask that the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
What another beautiful day to praise the Lord. I got a little tickle in my throat here. Hopefully I can get through it. As I was thinking and listening to all the things, life can get tough at times. I'm glad that I have a God that provides for my needs, even though I don't like the discomfort in the moment. As I was also thinking of these songs and things we were singing, with helping with the youth, I get to watch them grow and listen to them sing, and it's something pretty awesome to hear their worship when they can sing over top of my microphone. It's pretty cool. Let's stand up and sing a few praises.
I'll stay, where you stay, I'll stay. will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone, in you alone.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whom you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Yeah, I will follow you. Yeah. Light into the world, light into my life.
Song we just sang, I did kind of pick it particularly because we have a missionary with us this week, and he does a lot of traveling and the mission work that he does. And not only that, but it's for us as well, because we're all called to go and share, and part of that is following to where we're called and loving the people around us and just helping everyone that we can.
Still, when striving ceased, my comfort.
took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever part me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross. Holy God and fully man, able to take our shame and our guilt and our sin upon himself. And as we've just sung, the grave had no power over him, and it no longer has power over us. Thank you for hope that we have in Christ. And we thank you that this message of the power of the gospel crosses all cultures and all barriers, that your spirit is not limited to a location. And as we come and listen and interact with your word, I ask that you would place your hand upon Brother James as he brings the message, that you would use the words that he says and your word to find prepared soil of our hearts to produce a harvest of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
And as mentioned, James, if you would come forward, as mentioned, the Romano family is with us, and we've had the privilege over the years of having James speak to us in a lot of different ways, and just another opportunity to hear what God has laid upon your hearts. So, brother, the time is yours.
Thank you. Can I have the mic? This one? Perfect.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's good. So what a privilege. Good morning to everyone. What a privilege to be here and honor to be able to share